Action, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his weekly analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Wayne. How you doing? Hope you made it through this beastly weather this
weekend.
Yeah,
mainly by trying to stay out of it. Well, naturally, the eyes of the world are on the debt squabbles in Washington, where there is no news to report this morning. So let's start with a story where there actually is some news, and that is the debt crisis in Greece.
Yeah, Wayne, you got to be specific when you're talking about debt crisis. There's so many of them. But it did, it, you know, dog days of summer are clearly upon us. I was noting that it felt like we're in the seventh ring of Dante's Inferno this darn weekend. But you're right, the debt deal continues to drag on like a big slow-motion car wreck. I mean, it's one of these where you just hardly can't turn your head. But you're right, Greece got some relief in the form of a new bailout package late last week of approximately $155 billion. U.S. dollars. That came from the International Monetary Fund and the European Union. I checked Greece's total GDP this weekend, and I think that number is over 40% of their total GDP, and I don't care who you are, that is a big number. But basically what it does is introduces a new word into our lexicon, Wayne, selective default. And over the years, you and I have talked about things like subprime and collateralized debt obligations. And I mean, we're learning, we're all becoming students of economics here. But basically what Greece has done is structured a deal that requires some bondholders to get back only 80% of their money and pushes the maturity out another 15 to 30 years. Essentially, there is a buffer period also for the next 10 years where there's essentially no maturities. Global markets like the plan because it has buy-in from many key factions, including Germany, which has been writing big checks here, and essentially pushes this issue far enough down the line that everyone assumes that we better have a stronger economy in 10 to 15 years. FYI, Wayne, I checked. Greece is the world's 27th largest economy by gross domestic product. The big question is, what happens if Spain or Italy need a big deal like this? Their economies are much larger.
Well, turning to Washington now, stock futures are falling a day after congressional leaders failed to agree on a deal.
Well, Wayne, I think in most cases you've heard the term that no news is good news.
Right.
I think in this case, no news is bad news.
Absolutely.
The debt discussions are clearly dominating all conversations this month, from offices to pools to churches to backyard cookouts. Everyone wants to know, will a deal get done? Well, we still think the answer is yes. But it grows harder by the day to understand how Congress and the President cannot see the harm and the damage they're doing to world markets and the confidence in our country. I saw a study released this weekend that showed, not surprisingly, that the approval rating of both the Republicans in the House as well as the President are down sharply for the past month. Now, of course, some analysts are now looking past next Tuesday's deadline and think that the major rating agencies like Moody's may still downgrade the U.S. from its coveted AAA status, even if a deal gets done. Why? Well, simple, because clearly we still have significant fiscal issues, and none of the proposed deals take any more than maybe $4 trillion off the debt, and we know it's still going to be climbing. But, Wayne, there's a big difference between what's called a downgrade, like we might see, and a default, like Greece is doing. While a downgrade is still very serious, it does not, repeat, not mean the U.S. will necessarily miss or skip any payments.
Corporate earnings are looking pretty good, however, in spite of all this turmoil.
Yeah, talk about a ray of sunshine or a breath of fresh air. Despite all the grim news about Greece and the D.C. debt deal, corporate earnings have been really good this term. We're still in the middle of that season right now, but so far profits are coming in about 4% higher than estimates, with spending by companies, or what we call capital expenditures, up by 17%. That's a big increase over last year's 6%. Now, it is true, Wayne, that a lot of companies have recently lowered their expectations, thus making it somewhat easier to look good. But still, these results are pretty solid, except for financials and banks, which remain very weak. You know, last week, Apple and IBM were especially big winners, and Morgan Stanley and Wells Fargo also beat their estimate handily. This week will be the busiest one of the period, with companies as diverse as Boeing, Ford, ExxonMobil, Kimberly-Clark, UPS, that give us a broad slice of what we should expect for the rest of the year.
Okay, we've got about 1 minute to go this morning, Brian. The job market is not looking good. In fact, pretty dismal for the most part.
Yeah, this has been a little punch in the gut, if you will, recently. The job market has taken out of several hits recently. For a while, Wayne, it had seemed like the big announcements of major layoffs and plant closures had slowed down. But now in the past couple of weeks, some real high-profile companies, including Borders Bookstores, which has shut down everything, Lockheed Martin, Cisco Systems, and even Goldman Sachs have announced nearly 25,000 jobs will be cut this month. That really hurts because the analysts report that we need a net new 250,000 jobs or so per month to bring the unemployment rate down. With cuts like this, it just gets a lot harder. This, of course, is critical to housing and consumer spending. We know that when people don't have jobs or concerned about their jobs, they cut back on spending. And we know that two-thirds of our economy is consumer spending. So this kind of news definitely has a dampening effect.
All right. Thanks to Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management. Brian, maybe by next Monday we'll know something about what's going to happen in Washington.
I sincerely hope so.
Or maybe not. Talk to you Monday. It's 8:40.
Have a good week.
Thanks.